producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is a Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, today, and we have some breaking news. The Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson has been suspended without pay for at least the remainder of the 2014 season. The NFL announced this today. He's not going to be considered for reinstatement before April 15th, 2015. And that's for violating the league's personal conduct policy. AP is appealing the suspension right away, you can find all that info out on ESPN.go.com. It's on there now. It's a breaking story. Wow. There you go. What do you think about that? There's no right answer or wrong answer on this. Well, obviously there's some wrong answers, but I just want to know how you folks feel about that. He's suspended for violating their personal conduct policy. 855-217-76. Extension 2, get you live on air and into the conversation. The NFL has been coming under some withering fire here lately. I heard that the DEA is actively investigating all 32 teams. And at first glance, you're like, wow, they must be, you know, into something really heavy. Some drugs, some, you know, illegal narcotic sales and things like that. But what I've heard about it is, especially initially, what they're investigating is team doctors, whether or not they have a license to practice in the state that the team is traveling to. So, say Minnesota is traveling to, I don't know, Louisiana, whether or not the Vikings team doctor, you know, has a license to practice in Louisiana. And I'm like, isn't that a bit of a witch hunt? I mean, really? That's the best use of DEA resources? I don't know. I think that the DEA, NFL is being targeted now, especially what the whole name, the Redskin name, and the recent domestic violence issues that are coming up with certain players, very few players, to be clear. I don't think that they get a decent ink, especially when it comes to that, because they kind of broad brush the entire organization with that whole demonic brush, in my opinion, when there are a couple of bad actors, and they are bad actors, and the things that they do are illegal, and we have laws that cover, you know, that entire range, but still, it is a small percentage. But there you go. Just want to know how you feel about that. One thing that I am definitely going to be talking about today with Blanquita and Ellen is, I don't know if you heard Mark Levin's rant yesterday. Man, that guy, and I am a religious listener of Mark Levin. I think I have about 3 years worth of podcasts from the great one myself. I mean, he is my go-to guy. But I'm listening to him yesterday, And The Rent was phenomenal. If you haven't heard it, you should really check it out. I think he podcasts every day. And he's talking about, you know, how the Republican Party, well, the way this thing is set up, and Mark is phenomenal about doing this. He sets it up, and he sets up how this country was founded, the intent of our founding fathers, the ebb and flow of our fight for freedom in this country, and that sort of thing. And then he brings it to the present day. And I think it's brilliant the way he develops his themes. And so these rants, they're not like just off the cuff type, you know, blah, 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 hate Obama type stuff. No, it's not that. So yesterday he's talking about, you know, the way this thing of ours is set up. And he's talking about how the Republicans have basically conceded, and especially the talking heads on TV. Seriously, I have to turn off a lot of times, even my beloved Fox News, because of Rove being on there and a bunch of the other talking heads. And they've already conceded the fact that basically, you know, they're not going to go for a government shutdown. They're not going to impeach this president. It doesn't really matter what he does. So he uses his little pen and his phone to get amnesty. And there's a good point to be made about this fight. Obama had a chance to do this whole executive order when Democrats were in control. And last summer he had a chance to do it. He didn't do it because it is not popular with Democrats the way the media would have you believe it is popular. It's not. I mean, more and more you see the videos of the minorities, in those, especially in those states down there, and not just minorities, but you see folks saying, wait a minute, if we're getting this big influx of low-skill labor, what happens to my job? You know, it's pretty much common sense. You know, you get all this unskilled labor coming up. They are not going to demand the salary that an American working the same job is going to demand because their standards of living were so below our standard of living. And that's not being derogatory. That's just stating the fact. We are accustomed, even our poor folk, we are accustomed to certain standards. And even our poor folk here in America kind of expect a certain standard of living, and it is far above the folks that are coming across our border because their countries are pretty much it's not a good situation over there in Central America or in Mexico. So those unskilled laborers will come up, oversaturate the job market, especially for unskilled labor. And then they will demand a lower wage. They command a lower wage because, you know, where they're from, they don't need a whole lot. So any bump up from that, it seems like, you know, gravy to them. So you got a lot more of Democrat voters seeing that, understanding that. I saw a couple of months ago this African-American female basically in the middle of the street going, what the heck is going on, people? Open your eyes. Yeah, and this is when we had that influx of young folks coming over the border. They were using one of the schools and using community resources, and these kids were coming up, and they had diseases and lice, and I mean, just a whole bunch of a lot of things. And I'm not demonizing the kids at all. It's not their fault. As a matter of fact, I don't even fault the folks that sent those kids over here, except for the fact that you don't put your kid on a bus and send them, you know, halfway across a continent and just hope they're going to be okay. I think that's child abuse, but that's another story altogether. The point I'm trying to make is I don't fault them. You want your kids to have the best. And if your country is pretty much a crap hole, then you send your kid where, you know, they have the best chances of a decent life. And if you have an opportunity, if it was me and I'm living in Mexico and I'm seeing that the drugs and the crime and my prospects of actually, you know, achieving some measure of a dream is pretty much non-existent, I'm going to do the same thing. You know, you got this a bunch of folks that are going to go to the land of milk and honey. I'm going with them. Our job, though, is because we are a nation of laws, is to enforce the law. And that's what this president does not understand. And apparently, our Republicans don't get it either. The establishment Republicans, anyway. Because I hear them all over the media saying, nope, we're not going to shut the government down. Why not, is what I ask. And what Mark Levin expounded on yesterday. They're like, no, we're not going to impeach this president. Really? I mean, he has committed impeachable offenses. Why not? I mean, why take that off the table completely? I don't know. If you haven't heard the rant, you really should check it out. We'll be right back with Blanquita Cullum and Ellen Ratner right after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nesset Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, located in the heart of the Bakken, Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessetConsulting.com. That's NessetConsulting.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We are back. I am your host of the Common Sense Club, Leon Francis, and my guest today, and that's plural, today for the on the Competence Club for in this segment are Glenn Keith-Cullum and Ellen Ratner. So I want to welcome both of you to the Common Sense Club.
Thank you so much. We like to have common sense.
We do.
I like coffee.
Mucho.
I like coffee. Common sense is growing on me. No, I'm kidding. I want to ask.
You have no idea. Coffee is a very important part of Ellen's and my friendship. It's the one thing we really have in common.
It is true, and we like good one. And I'll tell you something. I can't make coffee like Blanquita Cullum can. Nobody makes coffee better than she does.
Oh, wow. Man, she put you way up there.
Thank you. Now she's. I'm thinking about what I'm going to have to concede to her in the argument.
No, you're not. We can go at it.
No. The reason why I like having you both on is because you give me perspective from both sides of the political spectrum. So I love that, and I think the audience. I think it resonates with the audience pretty good. So let's get right to it. Obama. I want to talk about Obama and the Keystone Pipeline. You think he's going to veto it?
Well, I think it depends when it's passed, and as the White House says, what's actually in the bill.
It's so stupid. Let me just say, it's so stupid, and let me tell you why. Because, as I've mentioned before, there already exists other pipelines coming from Canada. This particular one has become the sacred cow. But what is so stupid, even to the greenies, is that now they have already bought 4,000 trains to transport. It's going to go through. What carbon footprint do you want bigger? Because it's going, regardless.
I think it is going, but you know there is a Native American tribe, I think they're in North Dakota, that says that they consider this pipeline an assault on them.
I saw that story.
You know, what's the bigger assault? Do they want a train going through, or do they want another pipeline?
Well, clearly they want to go somewhere else.
And that's in South Dakota. It's the Rosebud Sioux or something like that.
It is the Rosebud Sioux, that's right.
What do you think about their claim? I might surprise the listeners with my take on that, but I want to ask Ellen first.
Tell us before the end of the segment.
I want to get Ellen's point of view first, though. What do you think about this tribe saying, and absolutely not, and if you do it, we're going to consider it an act of aggression?
You know, again, is it going through their lands? I don't really know what the story is, and I haven't had enough time to really research it. But you're in the Dakotas. What do you guys know about it?
Well, I think that it does go through their land, and that's what they're trying to stop.
They have a right under treaties with the United States to decide what goes through their land and not. That's just... You know, they're considered, they have this sort of separate country status, right? So,
yes.
This would be fraught in a court of law. And the question is let's assume you're a total right winger and you want this to go through. You better not go through Indian land. That is not smart.
All right, I just think it's going to go through eventually. I think what's going to happen, though, is not going to help Mary Landrieu at all.
That I don't either. I do believe, and you would consider me one of those wacko birds, I guess. I do agree with you.
You agree that they shouldn't be going through Indian land. That's just stupid.
Yeah, if they say no, then it is absolutely no. I mean, we got to be men and women of our word, and as a country, people have to see that we have a treaty.
You know, let me tell you, I think that the negotiations are going to come down, and I think that if the president batted his eyelash another way, they would absolutely agree with it. But that said, it's still going. The pipeline is going regardless. The oil is going regardless of whether it's in a pipeline, that particular pipeline. There may be another pipeline.
Well, but what if Canada decides to build a pipeline?
Other pipelines in existence.
But what if Canada decides to build a pipeline through its own land and take it out through the Pacific?
They're going to do that anyway. Actually, they're already thinking about doing that and also going the other way as well. And frankly, I mean, it's going a lot of different ways. People haven't got invested enough on this topic, and you know, it's a hard question. I've really researched it and even spoken with the Canadian government and the pro and the anti-oil guys. So there you have it.
So, that's a good debate, and a debate I really look forward to having. But I want to move on. Something else that is set to explode, I believe, is this fight over immigration. Now, I remember hearing sound bites of President Obama on immigration years and years ago, talking about exactly what I was discussing earlier, the oversaturation of the work market, the unsustainability of taking on this load of folks, you know, from especially if our borders are insecure and that sort of thing. But he is set to with his pen and his phone, you know, executive order. What do you think about that? And what should be the Republican response if he offers this amnesty as he is threatening to do?
Well, you know, Ellen had a very good thing on the Talk Radio News Notes yesterday. They talked about 2.3 million people on unemployment, something like 1.3 million children without housing. Imagine absorbing 5 million people that we don't know where they're from. We know many of them are from Latin America. We don't know where they all are from. We don't know their legal problems with of violence or whether they're members of gangs. This is going to be a disaster. And I'm not sure how they're going to fight it legally, but it's going to be a terrible disaster.
Is it an impeachable offense if he goes forward?
Of course not. He has absolutely right to do that under an executive order.
And you know what
he can't write laws, though. We have a separate...
No, listen, let me tell you something.
Okay.
Even Joe Biden is going to start looking better to people than this president, and that's a pretty heavy thing to say.
I like Joe Biden.
Well, you might be calling him President Joe Biden before you
Please
know
don't
it.
Say that. Please say that. This is a family show. Come on now. But a point I want to make is we have three branches of government. Broken up, so one person or one branch does not have ultimate power, so to speak. So I disagree that, you know, he has the power to do this. He doesn't have the power to make laws. He's supposed to enforce the law.
No, but, you know, how about the 70 signing statements by George Bush 43?
We can't excuse bad behavior by pointing to other bad behavior.
Well, we just did.
And Ellen, he didn't bring in, it's not going to sign amnesty for 5 million Latinos. Or questionably,
but
you know, why they can't sign in family members.
We got to pick this up tomorrow, but we'll be right back after this.
Your mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back, welcome back. I'm your host, Leon Francis. This is the Common Sense Club, and we're going to be talking about in this segment something that I put on my social media yesterday. Got tons of feedback about. And my guest today in studio is Cindy Gomez Shemp, right?
Yep,
yeah, I get the whole name. And her group is actually, you guys actually had a... is it what would it be a seminar or a
training?
Okay, a training about the subject matter that we are going to be discussing today. And yesterday I asked the question. I posed the question whether or not you thought it was within your rights to videotape police officers. Got tons of responses from attorneys, all across the political spectrum. It was pretty much a uniform, yes, you do, and that sort of thing. And that's exactly what your group teaches people, you know, how to do this safely. Whether or not your rights are being violated if you are engaged in, you know, videotaping a police officer as they are going about their duties. And as long as you're not, well, I'm not an expert, so I'm going to defer to you. But first of all, I want you to tell the folks, you know, the name of your group, what you're all about, and then we'll get into the details.
Well, thank you, first of all, for having me on. I really appreciate it. And what we did, we're the People's Press Project. We're a nonprofit that focuses on media justice. And, you know, to that end, we're trying to inform people about their rights to film and express what they film, in social media, in the news. It's their communication rights. It's part of your free speech rights, you know?
Some folks would say you're not the press. So.
We are all entitled to communication rights. The United Nations, the United Nations Human Rights Charter says in Article 19 that every single person has a right to communicate through the media without barriers. And the reality is that
can you bring that back to the United States Constitution?
Well, we have a right to be unfettered in expressing what we feel, to gather together and protest or you know, peaceably assemble, right?
Right.
And then we also have a right to express what we are experiencing. But the reality is that because media is controlled by such a small number of people now in this country, it went from like in the 70s and 80s, 50 to 100 and some media owners to now only 6 in the whole country. That means that
that's a monopoly.
And that means that the messages we hear are really controlled.
Yeah.
So we now in this day and age need that right even more. We all have to be using our social media and our local news and independent media to get our messages out. So first of all, we started off by doing these trainings in this summer. We've been doing them now for months. We'll be holding more of them. We'll be doing webinars, so you can check us out on Facebook at the People's Press Project. You can also find this online at fmpp.org. And we'll be giving updates about webinars, about trainings, about where you can get equipment if you want to go out and film the police or anything else that you want to film if you need help with that.
So are you one of those groups that are hostile to police officers and police organizations and that sort of thing? So why would you want to be out there videotaping police officers is what I'm asking you. And do you think that creates a hostile environment for officers as they're performing their duties?
I believe that everyone has the right to exercise their expression of communication rights and free speech rights. And that means that we all have a right in every state in this country to be outside filming anyone and anything we want when we're in a public space. We can't go into somebody's home or on someone's private property and do that, but if we're out in public, we can. That's true of every single state in the union. Now, do I think that causes hostility? Yes, I do. But from the police officers more often than not,
The
people that are filming.
You see my eyebrow go up, right?
But, you know, here I am speaking truth. The fact is that most officers, even though they're charged with enforcing the law, they don't know it. Many officers do not know the law.
What do you mean by that? Say you got a young Leon Francis out there videotaping a police officer, and he tells me, hey, you can't do that. Give me the phone.
Right. That's happening a lot of places.
No, can he do that is what I'm asking you.
Police officers have guns. They can do whatever they want.
Oh, wow. Legally, can he do that?
Well, what authority decides whether or not an officer has done something illegal? What authority tracks the number of people that are killed by officers?
Oh, wow.
None. There's no checks and balances for that. There's no way for you to find that information because there's no requirement for officers to keep it, to track it, to turn it over to anyone. And that is why we don't have any kind of transparency in what goes on in our local law enforcement agencies. There isn't anything on the local level because it's internal affairs, which means the police themselves.
Right.
At the state level, there are agencies that promote the benefits for the police officers, but they're not looking out for the, you know, for us,
yeah,
for the people. At the federal government level, you know, the number of cases that people like Eric Holder are going to look into is a really small percentage. We're talking about,
yeah,
less than 10% of accusations of misconduct and police brutality and murders, corruption, are ever even looked at.
How many of those are exonerated or are found?
The majority.
Okay, and how many of them are found to be substantial enough to warrant an investigation or a...
Like I said, only about less than 10%.
Oh, wow.
End up being investigated and prosecuted in some fashion.
That's what I was
asking. It's like when you send a petition of certiorari to the Supreme Court, less than 1% of all of the cases sent to the Supreme Court are ever heard.
Yeah.
Well, similarly, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of requests for the Department of into these accusations that I've just mentioned. have the bandwidth to do it.
I thought it was closer to 1% is what I was getting at, but
I'm giving this wide berth.
Right. Okay. So you're being conservative.
Good deal.
That's what I like to hear. Basically, what I was setting up is this. Do you believe that citizens with their cameras actually are a benefit to the general public out there, you know, videotaping? And as a matter of fact, in my opinion, it also aids the police officers, because if someone says, yeah, this police officer, he punched me in the face when he was putting me in the car and that sort of thing, and you got a citizen standing over here and he's got a videotape, it would, you know, exonerate the police officer also. So,
right.
But we've been getting there's been a lot of debate, especially in the officer community, about they don't want citizens out there videotaping them. They think it's a bad thing.
Well, you know, you can want in one hand and poop in the other.
Oh, wow. We're going
further.
There.
I'm just going to say, you don't have the right to trample on anyone's rights.
Right.
And you know what?
But we do have
I
that
learned
right.
that from you.
Yeah.
I learned that from you, because we disagree on a lot of things, buddy.
Right.
A lot. One of the things that we tend to clash heads on is the way in which we talk about Second Amendment rights, because I do believe in the Second Amendment rights, but the way in which we talk about and gun enforcement of gun laws and what kind of protections that people can have.
Right.
But when it comes to having your rights trampled in terms of expressing what you've seen or what is happening in public, that is a right, and I believe it is a duty of every citizen to begin to do. You know why?
Why?
Because, first of all, the police are watching us. They've got cameras in downtown Fargo.
Yeah.
Right? They're watching us, and there's cameras everywhere.
Good point.
There is cameras everywhere. Now, the other thing is that you told me once upon a time, I would go, and if I was watching an officer film arrest someone, or whether they were doing anything bad or good, I would film it.
Yep.
And I thought, well, I know, Leon's kind of crazy. I can't advocate for that. Tell people they have to, they should. Well, I'm here to say I believe you're right. I've changed my mind about that.
Good deal.
I believe it is our duty to do that, that when there is law enforcement afoot, we should all whip out our cameras and get them comfortable to seeing people in America exercise their rights.
Absolutely. And that leads me to another topic, body cams on police officers. You're in agreement with that?
I'm in agreement with them, but they are not enough. That doesn't take away our duty.
No. I'm not. I believe a citizen.
Here's the problem. There's a lot of reports all across the country of body cam malfunctions, officers turning them on and turning them off,
right.
Lying about why they had to turn them on and off. Same with the dash cams. Officers all around the country started getting dash cams on their cars. And then guess what? There was all these issues with officers leaving their cars in a place where they couldn't capture any of the footage of what was going on. So we still have to have checks and balances. It's all about transparency, folks.
Yeah. I say body cams for police officers before civilian cams to, you know, watch us anyway, at work or on the street or downtown Fargo.
An argument you hear all the time. Well, we can't afford that, and it costs too much money. You know how much money, how many billions of dollars are paid out across America through different cities, paying for police brutality lawsuits, paying for all these different kinds of corruption in our police departments? That costs taxpayers millions and millions of dollars. And I know for a fact that the Fargo Police Department has been sued in the past for police misconduct.
Right.
And why are we paying for that?
We can
pay thousands of dollars out for police misconduct, for police brutality, but we can't pay for accountability?
Right.
Come on now. It shows what we care about when we invest in the things that we care about. If we care about accountability, then that's one of the first things that they should do, because they got like an armored vehicle with a turret on top.
Yeah.
If they can
we
afford
talked about that,
thing,
that
if
yeah,
they can afford,
we can
that
afford
thing,
the cameras.
We can afford the cameras.
When we come back, we're going to wrap up with Cindy Gomez-Shemp and where you can catch one of her forums so you can learn more about your right to videotape police officers in the commission of their job. And it's not a bad thing, in my humble opinion. We'll be right back right after this.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. Can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a Miracle Chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We're back. We are back. This is the Common Sense Club. We're in the final segment, 855-217-76, extension 2, get you live and into the conversation. And my guest today is Cindy Gomez-Shemp, and she is the, are you the president or the VP of?
I'm the vice president of the People's Press Project.
So you're the VP of PPP.
Yes.
There you go. You have these workshops where you're informing people, showing them how they can safely and responsibly videotape police officers as they are carrying out their public servant duties, something that I believe that we need. I think we need a lot more citizen involvement. And something that you and I, we've talked about this before, and I've kind of come around to this the fact that we have been conditioned to believe that whatever the power structure that be it a police officer or I don't know a district attorney or whoever tells us, then it's the gospel truth. There's no wiggle room. That is just it. This is the law, and that's not the case. Mm-hmm. And case in point, we've been conditioned to believe that citizens are in a heightened state of being unsafe in this country via the, I remember the war on drugs. So you got a police state that kind of came in and you got armed to the teeth and that sort of thing. And then, you know, we have this war on terror. So we need to come in again and the police state gets a little bit bigger and that sort of thing. And every time that happens, the citizens, the individuals, a little bit of your rights, natural rights.
A lot.
Individual liberties get curtailed.
Trampled.
And I want people to wake up.
Me too.
You know? I want people to not be afraid to go out there and if they see something.
At least start questioning it.
Yeah.
At least start questioning
right,
it.
Right, right.
Start thinking, why is it that we can't even ask the question without everyone from your uncles to your mom saying, shh,
yeah,
don't talk about
yep
it. Why can't we talk about it? I mean, nobody's head's going to blow up.
And I'm going to be very brief with this. Recently, last year, I was in this, I guess you would call it an incident, where I saw something going on with police officers. I whipped out the camera. Holy buckets, man. I mean, it ended pretty bad. The end result was a decent result, but the way they handled it there was horrible. I mean, my God. And
the outcome for you in the end was that you walked away with your freedom, despite the fact that the people that you encountered
yeah
wanted to hurt you physically.
They kind of did a little bit.
A lot. Possibly could have killed you
yeah
and taken away your freedom.
Yeah.
That, to me, sounds like a bunch of criminals that victimized
not,
you. That's what it sounds like to me.
I'm not a victim. I'm nobody's victim, but I get what you're saying.
I believe that being trampled down, tased, and thrown in a cell, I think that's a victimization that
yeah
you didn't deserve. I think that nobody
yeah
deserves
but
to go through
and
that.
And I agree, but I...
And I'll tell you something else. Every single time something like that happens to someone else, I can assure you...
You know why that happens to other people, though? You know why that happened to me? Because there is not enough people doing what I do.
What you're doing, exactly.
If more people did what I was doing,
exactly,
then you wouldn't have those incidents.
Exactly.
And if I wasn't me, if I wasn't like the boisterous, hey, you know my rights type person, I could see that going in a totally different way. You know?
I know, but you know, when you say that in this time, you sound a little bit scary.
Sound scary.
You sound a little bit militant. It does to people because they're so conditioned.
Got it.
They're so asleep. You say something like that and you might as well be telling them to go and get themselves arrested in a protest.
No.
I mean, it's that scary to people right now. I mean, look at our friend Daniel. Remember
right
he went on the show with us?
Yep.
He was a former forum reporter.
Yeah.
He shot a picture of the police downtown doing a good thing.
Yeah.
Picking up a homeless guy.
And he got threatened by the cops for taking a picture.
We live in a police state. When a forum reporter, a guy that worked for the forum, got so scared that he just turned around and ran. And if that's a journalist in our community, and he runs, and you, a guy that is on a talk show, a public figure, can get tased for filming the cop.
I don't know if they knew that. They knew it afterwards.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, right.
You are a law-abiding citizen, are you not? Unless it's something I don't know.
No, I'm good.
How come a person like me, a paralegal, can be thrown in the back of a squad car and not even told why?
Right.
Or frisked for no reason? The Infargo.
Right.
That stuff shouldn't be happening.
How come the professor Conte
over at Concordia is profiled in our community by the police? Why does that happen? Because we don't question the authorities enough. We got to wait until our past police chief resigns under all the scrutiny and our current one is stepping down. That's what we wait for before we say things and do things.
Right, right. Wow, man. We got to have you back. I mean, just enlightening conversation. And I really wish, I want the folks out there to pick up the phone the next time we have Cindy in and give me your questions. Give her your questions. She's ready for it. We'll be right back with Scott and Todd right after this.
On Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Have you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz? You can. At a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's a C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7, no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of Western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.